اللهم اجعل في قلبي نورا وفي لساني نورا وفي سمعي نورا.
الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. One of the benefits that we can derive from the verses of Hajj is the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the believers to perform a very important act of worship, and that is to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran in Surah Al-Baqarah in the verses of Hajj, ثُمَّ أَفِيدُ مِنْ حَيْثُ أَفَاضَ النَّاسُ وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. That after the people in Hajj, after they finish the day of Arafah, this great day of Arafah, and after these acts of worship that they have been indulged in, and after they go to Muzdalifah, and after they remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala there, and after that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ordering them to go with the people and to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. Someone might ask, they already asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness in Arafah. This is the main course of Arafah. It's for the sins to be forgiven. This is where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the Hajj, if it's righteous, the person's previous sins will be forgiven. And as he said alayhi salatu wa sallam to Amr ibn al-As radiallahu anhu, don't you know that Hajj wipes the sins before it? So Hajj is a beautiful journey, and one of the things that would wipe all the sins before, even the major ones. But still, after the day of Arafah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ordering the believers to still ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. Asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness is basically a way of life. Because as you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us to worship Him alone subhanahu wa ta'ala. And after this life, it's either Jannah, paradise, or the hellfire. The Jannah is the place of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the believers, and the hellfire is the place of justice, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He would punish the disbelievers and the sinners by the justice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as a fact, that we as human beings, as the nature of the human being, we are bound to fall into sins. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the authentic hadith, كُلُّ ابْنَ آدَمْ خَطَّاءُ وَخَيْرُ الْخَطَّائِينَ التَّوَّابُونَ. That every son of Adam is a sinner, is bound to make a sin and to fall into a sin. But then he said alayhi salatu wasalam that the best of the sinners are those who repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala constantly. They do not persistently commit the sins and take the path of sin thinking that, well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most forgiver, so it's okay for the person to commit sins. Of course not. But whenever they would fall into the sin, they would immediately return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with repentance. They are constantly in the state of repentance. But since this is a fact, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deals with us with His justice only, we all deserve to be punished in the hellfire. Everyone. Everyone is deserved to be punished in the hellfire if we are dealt only with the justice of Allah, because each and every one of us has committed a sin one way or the other. So as a result of that, if it's not for the forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, everybody will be punished in the hellfire. If we understand this clearly, we will see the importance of seeking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the most important need and call that a believer would turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for. If you have something that you want to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to ask for forgiveness. Why? Because if the person is forgiven, he is the happiest person on the face of earth and in the hereafter. Without the forgiveness, the person would not enter the Jannah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Without the forgiveness, the person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will be displeased with him. So there is nothing better in the life of a Muslim than one's sins to be forgiven. And we would see that clearly in the verses of the Quran. The Prophet, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, mentioned in Surah Yaseen, for example, the man, the pious man, the one that was calling his people to the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When they killed him, and he was killed for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the first thing he said after he was killed, and this is something that we get to know from the revelation, because he said it after he died, may Allah have mercy on him, he said, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Yaseen, قَالَ يَا لَيْتَ قَوْمِي يَعْلَمُونَ بِمَا غَفَرَ لِي رَبِّي وَجَعْلَنِي مِنَ الْمُكْرَمِينَ. That I wish that my people would know about my state, of how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgiven my sins. Ponder over this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that this man said, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed his ni'mah, his bounty on him, that he has forgiven his sins, and he is a man that was calling his people to the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. He is someone that was martyred, killed for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the most, or the first thing that he said after he died, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had forgiven his sins. So that's why it is the best, or the most important need in the life of a Muslim, is to seek the forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So as a result of that, it is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered the believers to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness in the most important journey in one's life, and that is the journey of Hajj. وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورُ رَحِيمُ. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala indeed is the all forgiver, the all merciful subhanahu wa ta'ala. We see in this verse that one of the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Ghafoor, that He is the one that forgives, constantly forgives the people who turn to Him alone subhanahu wa ta'ala, and comes with the forgiveness, the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He do not deal with His people with the justice only. People in this life, if someone commits a crime, they go to the court, they don't deal with mercy, they deal with justice. And justice only is pleasing to everyone on the face of earth. Everybody would like for justice to be served. But when it comes to the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He would have His mercy unto the believers, that they are not punished as a result of their sins if they would repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask for forgiveness. So as a result, you would find the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Al-Ghafoor, and the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Ar-Rahim, the merciful subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the attribute of being the forgiver. Also, in this verse, it shows that after finishing the rituals of Hajj, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordering the believers to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness, which is the same thing in many acts of worship. We are ordered all the time, towards the end of any act of worship, to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. Same thing in salah. The first words after salah, astaghfirullah, 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 which means, oh Allah, forgive me. I seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He would repeat that 3 times, alayhi salatu wassalam. So, the same thing in Hajj, towards the end of Hajj, a Muslim is seeking the forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why is that? Because the acts of worship, no matter how much the Muslim would do the acts of worship in the most perfect way, with the perfect love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the perfect submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, still there are deficiencies. We are deficient. We have deficiencies. We cannot fulfill the gratefulness and to be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So as a result of these shortcomings of ours, we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness, so that He would perfect our ibadah, so that our ibadah are accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that it brings the humbleness in the hearts of the believers. Even at the end of the night prayer, a believer would stand in the night prayer for long hours, and then before Fajr, he would sit and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned about the believers, وَالْمُسْتَغْفِرِينَ بِالْأَسْحَارِ, those who would seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the time of As-Sahar, which is the last part of the night. And as Al-Hasan Al-Basri rahimahullah, he said, مَدُّ الصَّلَاةَ فِي اللَّيْلِ, meaning that they stood in salah during the night for long hours, and then they sat like sinners, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. This is what Ubudiyyah is all about. This is what acts of worship is all about. It does not bring arrogance in the heart. It's not something that a person would say, I went for Hajj, and I did this, and I sacrificed so much, and so on. So now he would boast, and he would have this arrogance and liking of what he did. But instead, the more the believers, they would do the acts of worship, the more they would see that they did not fulfill the acts of worship in the proper way, to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they would turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with humbleness, asking Him subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. So this is the most important need in our life. This is one of the common things to be said and done towards the end of every ibadah, and one of which is the ibadah of Hajj. So we take that also in the whole entire life of a Muslim, that we're constantly asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the authentic hadith, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ تُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ فَإِنِّي أَتُوبُ إِلَيْهِ فِي الْيَوْمِ 100 times. O mankind, O people, repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness, because indeed I do that every day 100 times. And He is the one, alayhi salatu wassalam, that His previous and present and future sins has been forgiven. And the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they would count in the same majlis, in the same gathering, for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam over 100 times, saying, Allahumma ghfirli, O Allah forgive me, O Allah tub alayhi, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept my repentance. This is the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam teaching his ummah how to live our lives according to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from us, meaning that has to be present in the heart, and that's something that we would see in the practice of al-hajj, in the journey of al-hajj, that the person would be away from all forms of adornments of this life, with so many people in one place, and with all of that, and doing all of this for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, still the believer would constantly ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Something that the Prophet alayhi wasalam did, the believers are ordered to do, something that is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He had taught the believers what to say even. We say أَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ, we say اللَّهُمَّ اغْفِرْ لِي, we say يَا حَيُّ يَا قَيُّومُ بِرَحْمَتِكَ أَسْتَغِيثُ, we say أَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ الَّذِي لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ الْحَيُّ الْقَيُّومُ وَأَتُوبُ إِلَيْهِ. All of these are forms where the Prophet ﷺ taught his ummah how to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. Whether it's to say astaghfirullah simply as that you would say, oh Allah, as I ask you for forgiveness. Or you would say astaghfirullah, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness, the one that there is no one worthy of worship but Him, the all living, the one that all the creation of Allah would stand in need of, and that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is one of the acts of worship that people in Hajj, they are in need of it, and everyone else are in need of the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why it's an act of worship that doesn't never leaves the Muslim, seeking the forgiveness from the Creator of the heavens and the earth alone. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept the deeds of those who are in Hajj and to forgive their sins, and also to forgive the sins of all the believers, men and women. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.